Happy Independence Day, and welcome to the July 4th edition of Brighteon Broadcast News, also known as the Health Ranger Report. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today, and we've got some really special news for you here. Not only do we have an amazing new statement from President Donald J. Trump, seriously, this is mind-blowing. It's going to blow your mind, but I've got something special planned for you today, and that is, given that this is Independence Day, I am going to do a 10-plus hour live stream of the best pro-liberty interviews that I have recorded so far this year, and that's going to begin streaming on Brighteon.com as well as X, Twitter, and Rumble, starting at 1 p.m. Central, assuming none of those platforms have banned me yet. And this live stream, which will be over 10 hours, will feature my interviews with Ivan Raiklin, Roger Stone, Steve Quayle, Sarah Westall, Zach Voorhees, the Google whistleblower, Gerald Celente of the Trends Journal, Dmitry Orlov, Michael Yon, Andy Scheckman from Miles Franklin, former CIA analyst Larry Johnson, and Dr. Michael Nels, who is, he's got, I think, the most important book of the year about how to defend your mind from mind control efforts. So this is quite a lineup. In fact, I'm also going to include Mark Passio if I have time in that, but the list is getting quite long. I'm not sure. And we're going to attempt to stream it again, 1 p.m. Central. And I'll just be streaming these interviews back to back, assuming bandwidth functions, assuming I don't have computer problems, whatever. I'm actually streaming this myself because, well, all my employees are off on July 4th, as they should, but I want to stream. So I'm going to be streaming myself, and I hope I don't screw it up. I'm sorry about the screw-ups yesterday and the day before on Twitter, because I was having some little bit of a learning curve with the streaming software, and I didn't quite get it right, but I think I've got it nailed down now, so we will see. In the meantime, Trump has made an amazing statement. We've got to cover this. This is huge. This eliminates one of my criticisms of Trump. Actually, this was my major criticism of Trump, which was his, at least the perception that he was close to Pfizer and Big Pharma and vaccines. Well, guess what? He just made a statement that obliterates all of that. This is, in my view, this is the most important pre-election statement that he's made yet. But give it a listen. See what you think. It's about 2 minutes. Here we go.
In recent decades, there has been an unexplained and alarming growth in the prevalence of chronic illnesses and health problems, especially in children. We've seen a stunning rise in autism, autoimmune disorders, obesity, infertility, serious allergies, and respiratory challenges. It's time to ask, what is going on? Is it the food that they eat, the environment that we live in, the overprescription of certain medications? Is it the toxins and chemicals that are present in our homes? Every year, we spend hundreds of billions of dollars to treat these chronic problems rather than looking at what is causing them in the first place. Too often, our public health establishment is too close to Big Pharma. They make a lot of money, Big Pharma, big corporations and other special interests, and does not want to ask the tough questions about what is happening to our children's health. If Big Pharma defrauds American patients and taxpayers or puts profits above people, they must be investigated and held accountable. When I'm back in the White House, I will establish a special presidential commission of independent minds who are not bought and paid for by Big Pharma, and I will charge them with investigating what is causing the decades-long increase in chronic illnesses. I understand Big Pharma, I believe, better than anybody else. I know where they're coming from. And then I will ask them to publish recommendations for how every American child can have a safe and healthy childhood. This is a conversation that is long overdue, and it's a conversation that American families deserve. American families must have this conversation, and they must have a leader, a president, who can do something about this problem. And I will do that. Thank you.
Just wow. Thank you, President Trump. This was the best gift that you could have given me and my audience on this Independence Day. Although he released it actually on July 2nd, but I'm playing it for you on Independence Day. This is amazing. This is absolutely just stunning. I mean, the quick summary here is he's talking about that it's crazy to spend all this money treating the chronic medical conditions and degenerative disease that our country has become known for. It's crazy to spend all that money instead of dealing with the causes of these problems. And he asked the questions, is it coming from the food? Now, he probably means, you know, processed food and toxic food ingredients, the kinds of things that I've been warning about for over two decades. Even going back to my very first little booklet called Grocery Warning back in like 2005, I think it was. Trump also asked, is it something in the environment? And when we say environment, it doesn't mean the natural world. It means, you know, things around you. It could be toxins in your car, you know, that new car smell, off-gassing vinyl, what kinds of volatile organic chemicals are released there. The environment could also include fallout from the East Palestine so-called accident, you know, in East Ohio, when the train, it derailed and it burned up all that vinyl chloride, creating dioxin fallout across 11 U.S. states. And dioxins are linked to, of course, extreme high risk of cancer. Donald Trump also asked, is it due to toxins or chemicals in homes? What kind of toxins, right? Well, I mean, folks, I'm an expert in this area. You hear me talk about toxins, like all the laundry detergent, fragrance toxins, and all this garbage that's in everybody's personal care products, right? And in their home products and dryer sheets and everything. Yeah, we know about toxins. Toxins are causing cancer. They're causing Alzheimer's and dementia. You know, it's possible that Joe Biden might be a victim of the very toxins that Donald Trump is talking about here. And in this two-minute talk here, Donald Trump says that in America, government is too close to Big Pharma. Wow, he calls out Big Pharma. He calls out Big Pharma. And he says too close to big corporations and special interest groups. Yeah, the big food companies, the Procter and Gamble companies that push their toxic personal care products through retail chains and dominate advertising. And the toxic vaccine manufacturers, the toxic medication companies that are just constantly trying to, quote, treat everybody with mass medications that they don't need and that don't make them any better. And you combine all of these toxic food, toxic chemicals, toxic personal care products, and then it makes people sick. And then the doctor prescribes them with toxic medications, and then people get sick and die, but the big corporations profit. Well, you know this, if you've been listening to me for any time at all, you know this is what I talk about quite a lot. Oh, also the pesticides and herbicides. And Donald Trump is now saying that he is going to investigate these corporations. He's going to investigate Big Pharma, and he's going to hold them accountable. And then he says a special presidential commission will be formed consisting of independent minds in order to address this decades-long increase in chronic illness in America. And then he says this independent commission will publish recommendations and that Donald Trump, as president, will fight to investigate and prosecute Big Pharma and to implement these recommendations in order to eliminate many of the root causes of chronic degenerative disease in America. Again, this is extraordinary just to hear this. And in my mind, this now crosses off my list of complaints against Trump. My complaint was that I thought he was too close to Big Pharma with Pfizer and Operation Warp Speed. This crosses that off my list, and it's clear that something has changed dramatically inside the Trump campaign, where he has clearly made a decision to not let big corporations run his policies, which a lot of that, too much of that happened in his first administration, sadly. It seems clear that Trump is going to use his well, his third term, because this will be the third time he's won, but I guess his second administration in office, he will use this to represent the interests of the people. And since this is the last term that Trump can ever serve as president, you know, constitutionally, if you think about it, that also allows him to be so much more independent because he never has to think about being reelected. So he doesn't have to do fundraising, you know, he doesn't have to appease big financial interests. He can just work to leave a legacy for the American people and to work on behalf of the American people. And it's clear from this that that's what he's going to do. Now, a couple of thoughts here. Now, I interviewed Trump's spokeswoman, Liz, about a year ago, a little over a year ago. And I asked her in the interview on the record, I said, well, what about vaccines at Big Pharma and Pfizer? And her response to me in that interview was, stay tuned. And I thought, oh, wow, stay tuned. That sounds exciting. And then I kind of lost interest in staying tuned because so much time went by. Well, guess what? Here we are, early July 2024. I've been staying tuned and boom, Trump pops out this statement like, we're going to investigate big pharma, big corporations, big food companies, processed food, mass medications, toxic chemicals, because we need to protect the children in America. We need to protect the children and families, of course. Now, if you hadn't watched Trump state those things, and if you were just reading a transcript of what he was saying, you might have thought that it was RFK Jr. Yeah. This message from Trump was very, very RFK Jr.-esque, or I don't know if I can say it that way. I mean, especially the health of children, because RFK Jr. runs Children's Health Defense, or at least he's the founder of Children's Health Defense, which used to be called the World Mercury Project, by the way. But RFK Jr. focuses on the health of children and protecting them from mercury and toxic heavy metals and also toxic vaccines and so on. And listening to Trump say this, I thought immediately that RFK Jr. would be the perfect person to lead this presidential commission that Trump is talking about. Now, I know that some of you are thinking that RFK Jr. is, maybe he's got a shot at the presidency, and maybe he does. It's clearly not a very high probability of him, you know, winning the presidency. I don't think there's a realistic path for that. But I do want to say that what the Democrats did to muscle him out of the nomination process was absolutely crooked. But of course, what else would you expect from the Democrats, right? This is what the Democrats have become. It's just a bunch of crooks and vote riggers and election stealers, right? But the fact that CNN excluded RFK Jr. from the debate, I'm also not happy about that, because I would have welcomed the voice of RFK Jr. during that debate. And it would have shown even more contrast between RFK Jr. and the bumbling, demented mind, whatever's left of it, of Joe Biden. But I think it would have been a great conversation. And I hope that RFK Jr. is included in upcoming debates. Then at least if Joe Biden doesn't mentally show up, at least there'll be a conversation between two people, you know, Trump and RFK Jr. And every once in a while, Biden will go, and that'll be the debate. Biden, what would you say about inflation today? Okay, RFK Jr., what's your take on inflation? You know, that's the way those debates are going to go. It was also pointed out to me, by the way, that Biden has more than just Parkinson's. And yes, I realize that. He's got Parkinson's, but he's also got some sort of advanced stage dementia layered on top of the Parkinson's. And this is what makes me suspect that Joe Biden has had some pretty serious chemical exposure with neurological damage. And I'm not joking. That's not a flippant comment. This kind of rapid degradation with multiple layers of, well, degeneration of the musculoskeletal system along with the neurological system. And also he's losing clearly, you know, awareness, emotional interaction, social interaction cues, things like that. He's absolutely losing all that. This is really indicative of some severe neurological damage from exposure to something. Wouldn't it be wild if Trump appoints RFK Jr. to run this commission, and the commission finds out what poisoned Joe Biden. You're like, wow, all three are involved in finding the solution. This is awesome. Okay, sorry. I don't know if that sounded weird, but I mean, I'm just trying to be practical here. Speaking of being practical, I want to say this on the record. I have one of the best and largest independent mass spec laboratories in America. Now, it's not a huge lab. It's smaller than, you know, a lot of corporate labs. Like, of course, Walmart has a massive laboratory, but Walmart's not going to be interested in doing what I'm about to say. My lab has currently 7 mass spec instruments, which again, it's not huge. Lots of universities have more than that, but many universities don't have that. And very few corporations have that. And we are, I think, well, there's no question. We do more independent food and water and soil testing than any other independent laboratory in North America. There's no question in my mind. I mean, we've conducted tens of thousands of mass spec tests of food items. And as a result, we have a massive database also of what's in the food in terms of heavy metals analysis and glyphosate analysis and so on. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is I would be thrilled to donate the resources of my laboratory to this commission to conduct a comprehensive analysis of what's in the products that are being sold on the shelves. And again, I'd be happy to donate that to this commission and participate, because I think Trump is going to have a very hard time getting the FDA to do anything, because the FDA covers up, you know, for big pharma and big food. The EPA covers up for the pesticide companies. The USDA also covers up for pesticide and herbicide companies and so on. The FDA is not going to want America to know what's in the food, what's in the personal care products, because like I said, they're running cover for these big corporations. So if a Trump administration is going to want to find out, like just do an analysis of what's in the food, what's in the water. I mean, we got to clean up the water supply across this country. I'm probably the only independent laboratory in America that has tested, it was like 800 samples of water from all across the country that you sent to me a few years back when we did that, and we published the results. And we found some very alarming, you know, water supply contaminants and heavy metals and all kinds of, you know, crazy things. Well, we can do that again. In fact, our lab is bigger now, and we have a triple quad gas chromatography instrument now with a sample prep process that prepares food samples for dioxin analysis. So we're in the process of bringing online the sample prep and sample cleanup instruments, or I don't know if you call them instruments, extraction, lipid removal, and spin down. It's just, I'll show it to you. I'll give you a video of the lab one day here and show you this. It's just a sequence of machines. Okay. But the bottom line is we can test farms. We can test soils for dioxins, and we can test soils for biosludge residues. We can test soils for heavy metals and so on. We can contribute, and this, it would actually give me a lot of personal reward to be able to participate in this and help America clean up its farms and identify problems and help remediate those problems with things like, you know, effective microbes, clean up the soils. And there are a lot of technologies about that, and those technologies have been suppressed. And I would also like to promote, of course, organic agriculture, permaculture, you know, regenerative agriculture, as it's called, sustainable farming and food production, as well as decentralized food production. For example, I think we need a nationwide, there's just a federal law that says every homeowner in America is legally allowed to grow a garden in their front yard and their backyard and their side yard and on their roof and on their porch, anywhere they want to grow food on their property, they are allowed to grow food, and no HOA can come along and be all whiny and bitchy. We don't want your ugly tomatoes in the front yard because we have to drive beside that and look at it. Yeah, screw you little Nazi hoas. You HOA Nazis, screw you. We need a national law. Just, hey, grow more food, America. Grow more food because it's healthier and it's joyful and it's healthy for you to be active and put your hands in the dirt and be closer to the food that you eat, right? So we need a federal law. Call it the Food Freedom Act of 2025. You have the right to grow food. And along with that, you have the right to sell food that you've grown or harvested from, you know, like raw milk, raw cheese, raw goat's milk, cow's milk, all that stuff. You know, there are people still being arrested in this country for selling raw milk? For God's sake, man. So we need a food freedom law in America. But what I was trying to say before that is I will donate like substantial resources, you know, time, instrument time, sample prep time, staff, my own time, whatever. I will donate my lab's resources to President Donald J. Trump's commission on, or whatever he calls it. I don't know what he's going to call it. The commission on, you know, ending chronic degenerative disease in America. I would love to be part of that. And I'm just thrilled that he is taking things in this direction now. This is exactly what we need in America. This is exactly it. Instead of making big pharma and the hospitals rich, treating all this chronic degenerative disease, let's prevent the disease. And by the way, let me just say this, because this is my wheelhouse. I've been doing this for 20 plus years. You know, I'm a published food scientist. I have patents on a detoxification, including on removing radioisotopes from the human body and so on. And I'm the author of a book, number one best-selling science book on Amazon at one point, called Food Forensics, and also Survival Nutrition, and so much more. Let me tell you, very simply, if the government made vitamin D available for free to everybody in America, but especially Black Americans or, you know, Hispanic Americans, anybody with darker skin, that alone would save the government who knows how many billions of dollars a year, because vitamin D prevents cancer. Vitamin D helps prevent metabolism disorders. Vitamin D helps speed healing. Vitamin D enhances and supports strong immune function. And vitamin D costs pennies a day. So even if the government bought vitamin D supplements and just gave them to everybody, and you know, maybe it's just like a voucher and you can go get vitamin D for free at Walmart or wherever. I'm sure Walmart would love to be part of that. Just come on down to Walmart, get your vitamin D, and then stick around and shop for other stuff, you know, if you want. But just vouchers, everybody gets vitamin D right there, that would save America billions of dollars a year. And it's so simple. And it's, again, this is not complicated. There are some simple things that we can do to stop the progression of chronic degenerative disease in America. And the second thing we need to do, or if not the first thing, we need to halt all mRNA so-called vaccination. Halt all of it. We need to have the government seize the current supply of mRNA vaccines, hold them as criminal evidence, and then hold criminal investigations against the CEOs of the vaccine companies, the top corrupt people in the FDA and the CDC who covered this up, Fauci at the NIAID, and also investigate the NIH as well. We need criminal investigations into the mRNA death jab, because that was a massive criminal conspiracy, a bait and switch operation to try to push an untested, experimental, toxic gene alteration injection, to try to call it a vaccine when we now know it offered no immunity, no protection against an infection, and it offered no protection against transmission. So if it didn't stop infections and it didn't stop transmission, how can they call it a vaccine? It's not a vaccine. They lied. They deceived America. And those people, in my opinion, need to be criminally prosecuted and, if found guilty, put behind bars. And all the profits of the big pharma companies that they collected off these deadly jabs and their deceptions, all those profits need to be given back to the people And maybe some of those profits can be used to fund the nationwide free vitamin D initiative. And continuing down this thought here, there are some other very simple decisions that can be made, like banning sodium nitrite in processed meat. You know, all the studies that say processed meat causes cancer, and then all the vegetarians and vegans say, see, meat causes cancer. Well, I've looked into this. Meat doesn't cause cancer. It's the sodium nitrite in the processed meat that causes cancer. That's the problem. It's like nicotine in wild tobacco that was smoked by Native Americans. Did you know that that wild tobacco was not addictive? What's addictive is this chemical that the cigarette companies put into it. They add it into the mix. It's an addiction chemical to hook you. And then, of course, the entire establishment blames tobacco for addiction. But that's not it. It's just like everybody blames meat for cancer, but it's not the meat. It's the additive. It's sodium nitrite that's added to the bacon, the ham, the lunch meat, you know, the jerky, whatever. Ban that. Ban sodium nitrite. So there are a few ingredients that seriously need to be just outlawed. And some of those are food dyes, artificial colors, things like that. And a couple of years ago, I would have been saying, you know, ban partially hydrogenated oils and trans fats, but that ban has actually already been put in place. So, but I was calling for that, you know, 20 years ago. Finally, they did it. You should also outlaw the use of glyphosate on crops as a desiccant. And there are certain pesticides that the EPA has approved or reapproved that are banned in most other countries, but somehow they're legal in America. Yeah, that should all be banned also. And then for people who say, well, gosh, you know, the food's going to be so expensive because, you know, the pesticides and herbicides make food cheaper. Well, here's the answer to that. Stop printing currency. So if they stop printing trillions of dollars multiple times a year, then inflation, you know, slows down or kind of plateaus, and then food prices stabilize and they don't keep going up. So if you want to make food affordable, it's not about throwing more toxic pesticides and herbicides at the crops. It's about stopping the money printing machine. Although that they seem unrelated, but they're not. They're very much related. I played a video for you the other day of a young mother who was saying, I can't afford the organic blueberries because they're what, $8, you know, a pint, but the conventional blueberries are $1.99. And she said, I can either choose between eating organic or, you know, paying my rent. And you may recall my answer to that. I showed you a video of me harvesting wild grapes in Texas. I'm like, free groceries. It's just like, it's growing in the trees, man. It is. Right now in Texas, you can harvest all these Mustang grapes that are loaded with nutrition. But anyway, that's another story. But there are solutions, is my point. There are solutions. Even for healthcare, and I've got some great free market ideas for healthcare. Like, let me just run this by you. For example, school choice, the voucher program where the money follows the student, okay? And I support this. So in states like Texas, this is being pushed very aggressively, and it's a great idea where the family and the student can choose to go to any school they want. And the funding for that student follows the student wherever they go. So if they choose a, you know, a special, like a magnet school or a private school or a public school or whatever, or some other competing alternative school, well, the funding goes with them. So that school gets the funding from the state, from the government, you know, for having that student there for each day. That kind of a system promotes competition in education. And it holds schools accountable for the results that they're producing in their students. And when those results are published publicly, then, you know, parents who care about their children will shop around and find the school that's doing the best job and put their students in that direction. And then the money follows the student and that school gets more funding. It's a great system. In fact, it's so good that I say we should do the same thing with healthcare. Yes, the same thing with healthcare. How would that work? Well, it's actually very simple. Imagine if every American had a government paid medical debit card that let's say there was $500 a month put on the card. Now, hold on here. Stay with me. I know you're going to say, well, it sounds like socialism, but hold on. It's actually not. But every American citizen gets, let's say, like I said, $500 a month on a debit card, okay? This debit card is a health card. This card can be used for any health procedure, including a gym membership, a doctor's visit, purchasing prescription drugs, going to see a chiropractor, a Chinese medicine practitioner, or purchasing nutritional supplements like vitamin D, for example. The person, the American citizen, has the card, and for the first time ever, they have to start making decisions about where to spend that money. Now, if they don't spend it, then it's saved on the card, right? So the card, the balance keeps getting bigger and bigger if you're saving it. So it's rolling over and accumulating in case you have, you know, some kind of medical event that needs some additional financial help, right? But for the first time, this money is in the hands of the patient or the customer who, when they visit a doctor, they're going to start asking up front, well, how much is this going to cost? You know, this procedure. I need an MRI. Okay. How much is the MRI? And they start shopping around. Where can I get a cheaper MRI? Where can I get a discount on the MRI? We got to hold these hospitals and doctors accountable. Instead of just having this current blind arrangement, it's like, here, I have this insurance. Just bill them for whatever you want. Just make up all kinds of insane crap and bill them for that, right? That's the current system. And it's completely insane because it's other people's money and the patient isn't even aware of what anything costs. And you can spend one night in a hospital bed and the hospital can bill like $25,000. Oh yeah, it's saline solution. How much is that? It's like $1,000 a bag. Like what? That's just salt water or electrolyte water. You know, I could have drank Brondo and would have been just the same. You're charging me $1,000. But you understand what I'm saying? The health insurance system is broken. And what we need are free market principles where people make choices about where they want to spend their money. Now, here's the beauty of this system. And this is what makes it worthwhile, even though it is kind of a, you know, it is a government universal handout for healthcare at a relatively small level, like $500 a month, but hear me out, okay? Because here's what makes this really interesting. Anytime an American uses that debit card for any kind of medical service or medical product, then they can log in to an online website and they can then rate the effectiveness of that procedure or that supplement or that gym membership or whatever they got. They can rate it. And then you start having then 100 plus million Americans that are independently rating doctors, medical services, surgical outcomes, medication outcomes, vaccine outcomes, etc. Now you're starting to have a massive aggregation of data of what works and what doesn't work. And then for all those people who are wondering, well, does acupuncture work for infertility? Guess what? You're going to have a ton of data about that. Because you're going to have all these people going in and getting acupuncture for infertility. You know, they'll be like the main complaint would be part of the survey. And then they rate it. And that data gets aggregated versus going to, you know, like an artificial insemination clinic or whatever. And they could rate that too. And then you can compare the effectiveness versus the cost. This would provide transparency. And the cancer industry is terrified of something like this because the cancer industry, what they offer doesn't work. And they scare patients with psychological fear tactics. They will falsely diagnose you often with cancer. And they say, well, we're the experts. We're the oncologists. You have cancer and you're going to die in 6 months if you don't start chemo today. All right. That's the tactic they use on people. And they don't even tell you that their cancer clinic profits from the chemo drug markup, by the way. They're actually in the business of selling chemo for profit. So of course they're going to falsely diagnose people all day long. But you see, they don't want transparency because chemo doesn't work. That's the thing. Nobody feels better after chemo. Everybody feels worse because it's poison. But what if you had a system where accountability was grassroots, you know, from the bottom up, where every patient got to rate every single transaction? And then nationwide, we would build up this incredible database of what's working and what's not working. And you would also be able to see the cost efficiency of it. So for example, if you go visit a chiropractor, that might only cost you, you know, depending on where you are, the visit might be $40 versus this specialist doctor that might charge you $4,000. You know, you can start to compare, like, was the outcome really worth all that extra money to go visit this other doctor? Or for these certain conditions, could chiropractic care actually do a better job for less money that's less invasive and has virtually no negative side effects? See, so these are the kinds of questions that we can start to answer with that system. And the best part of this is that hospitals and doctors would have to start publishing their prices, and they would have to start competing on price. Like, what if, you know, if you walk into a McDonald's, right? I don't know how it is these days with all their automated systems and everything, but the way it used to be when I was a kid going to McDonald's, you walk in and then there's a menu behind the counter, right? And the menu has everything they sell and it lists all the prices. You're like, oh, I'll take a cheeseburger and French fries and milkshake, whatever. And you can see the price. What if hospitals were like that, huh? Where they had a big board, in essence, or a digital version, like, hey, this procedure is this much money. This procedure is that. Boom, boom, boom. And you walk in and you can see what it's going to cost. And if the prices are insane, you're like, no, thanks. I'm going to go down the street. You know, there's a clinic or there's an independent operator over there that's going to do this for, you know, a quarter of the price. You have to have price competition. You have to have people taking responsibility for the money under their control. Otherwise, you get runaway price increases, which is what we're experiencing right now, where you have like a $1,000 bag of saline solution at the hospital. You know, I had this happen to me. You know, the only time I visited a doctor in the last, I don't know, couple of decades is when I almost severed my index finger, which was over a year ago now. And even though I didn't go to the doctor after I injured the finger, I mean, not immediately, because I determined that the bone was not broken and the primary tendon was not fully lacerated. So I figured, well, I can stop the bleeding and I can heal, and because I know what to do with herbs and everything. So I did that. But like 2 months into the healing, I decided to go see a hand specialist just to make sure everything's on track and see if he had anything else to offer, which he did not, by the way. But I had some kind of health insurance coverage offered by my company. It's just part of a universal plan, so I was included. And I'd never even used this health coverage before, but you know, I made an appointment with a hand specialist, and I go in, and he spends maybe 5 minutes with me. He's like, can you move your finger this way? Yeah, I can move it this way. Can you move it that way? And if I push on it, can you push back? Yep. And basically he said, okay, just keep moving it. It's like, really? Because I already knew that. I already knew, keep moving it. I was hoping you could tell me something, you know, a little beyond that, but not really. He's like, yeah, you're on the right track. Just keep moving it. Okay. And then, I don't know, it was like 6 weeks later, whatever it was, the bill comes to me. Even though the insurance covered it, guess what? This hand clinic, guess what they billed the insurance company? I talked about this when it happened. I think it was something like $1,500, or it was in that range. It was over $1,000. I was like, for 5 minutes of this doctor telling me nothing that I didn't already know? For 5 minutes, he bills the insurance company over $1,000. And the thing is, see, I didn't know how much that was going to cost. And I didn't have an opportunity to price shop around or to even check out the price before I went in there. So I did the same thing that everybody else does with who has insurance. You know, you go in, you're like, here's my insurance card. And now, you know, let's see the doctor. And then, you know, behind the desk, they make up whatever they want to charge for it. And then the insurance company pushes back and is like, no, you're not allowed to charge this much. And you misclassified this and it belongs at this classification. And this is the maximum payout. and then we're going to have a percentage of that payout. It's this game. All that is unnecessary. All you have to do is put health decisions back into the control of the American people and let them choose also alternative health, natural health. Let them choose any health modality they want. If they want massage therapy, that's their right. If they want Chinese medicine, acupuncture, if they want chiropractic care, egoscue therapy, I mean, if they want to do like Bach flower remedies, if they want to do sound healing, you know, like freaking humming with flutes, or I mean, let people try everything and build a database of what works, which means all the state medical boards have to be just wildly revised to allow medical freedom in America, which I say should be the Third Amendment, you know, Medical Freedom Amendment. You can choose any system of medicine you want, and nobody can force a medical intervention on you against your will, and they cannot make a medical intervention a condition of your continued employment or access to public transportation or other things like that. So those are some of my thoughts on the subject. Now, speaking of healthcare, by the way, I was talking with the founder of the Safrax company, and Safrax makes an instant chlorine dioxide tablet that you just pop into like a bucket of water. And it's an effervescent tablet, and it makes chlorine dioxide gas in the water. And chlorine dioxide has a multitude of amazing uses, even all around the farm and in agriculture. And I've considered chlorine dioxide to be the most important sort of emergency medicine prepper gear item that you need to have. This is something that's worth stockpiling. And my listeners have purchased, you know, enormous amounts of chlorine dioxide from the Safrax company. Well, I asked the founder, said, hey, could you offer us a discount for Independence Day, you know, just for our listeners? And just to be clear, you know, we don't earn anything on this. They don't pay us anything. He does send me product from time to time, and I have been distributing that product in Central Texas to, well, first responders and people that I know who are getting it into the hands of other people. And I'm stockpiling some of it for emergency medicine because this can be used to sterilize medical devices. It's used even in third world countries as a sterilization component. It kills all the viruses and bacteria on surfaces. It's truly amazing. So he put together a 10% discount. Just use the code RANGER. And if you want to know how to get to them, just go to my website that has all the deals, rangerdeals.com. You know, just like it sounds, rangerdeals.com. And if you scroll down to like the fourth or fifth row, I guess it's maybe the sixth row, there's a big blue box there that says Safrax. And you can just click on the shop button there, and it takes you to safrax.com. And you can place an order there and use discount code RANGER. For the first time, you'll save 10%. And again, I just want you to know, we don't earn anything on that. There are some deals that we do earn something on, and I indicate that at the website, rangerdeals.com. But I'm just really thrilled that I could get you an extra 10% discount on chlorine dioxide, because that's something that's really important to have. And if you don't know about chlorine dioxide, you know, find out about it. It's got a lot of uses. And, you know, it's really interesting to me that there's all this research about how it helps chickens when you put it in their water, or how it helps farm animals to help, you know, eliminate infections and parasites and all kinds of things. It kills mold and microalgae in the water. And so it's great for horses and cattle and everything else. But then, of course, the medical establishment is like, but don't drink it if you're human. It's incredibly dangerous and toxic if you're human, but it's great for your chickens and dogs and cattle. Yeah. So it's kind of like ivermectin, you know, how they were like, don't you dare take ivermectin, but give it to your horse. It's like, what? Why is ivermectin great for dogs? It kills heartworms. And the veterinarians all recommended ivermectin, you know, before COVID they did. Why is it good for horses and cattle and sheep? But why do you say it's so dangerous for humans? Oh, well, that's the same thing they do with chlorine dioxide. Interesting, isn't it? Speaking of ivermectin, by the way, also on my website, rangerdeals.com, you can save 10% on petmectin. It's 12 milligram tablets of ivermectin at a very low cost. Comes out to $1.26 per day. Per day, I mean per tablet, per 12 milligram tablet, $1.26. And it's for pets, and it's labeled petmectin. It's ivermectin labeled for pets in 12 milligram doses. So, you know, instead of paying in crazy, insane prices for ivermectin, you can get it from the source that we found, and they also extended a 10% discount. Just use the code Ranger. You save 10%. Anyway, that link's up on rangerdeals.com also. There are a number of things that are useful to stockpile for, you know, emergency medicine or for agriculture use, animal use, you know, emergency off-grid use, what have you. So check it out. Good stuff. Hey, speaking of good stuff, let me show you this short video here of just collecting eggs from, I have this really beautiful hen that likes to climb into this dog kennel that I have in the barn. And it's got, well, because there's hay in the bottom of it, and hens like enclosed spaces, you know, that makes them feel safe, which is understandable. And so I've got this just quick video showing you. Now, this hen usually pecks at my hand when I try to reach in and grab the eggs, but today she didn't. So she's being nice because she's on camera. It's like, I don't want to look mean on camera now. She's checking her feathers. Do I look all nice? It says, we're going to go on the Health Ranger report. Got to be a nice looking hen. But anyway, check this out. This hen likes to lay eggs in this dog kennel. It's got some hay in it. And I thought I'd just show you how you grab eggs from underneath the hens, even though they're fighting back. You just reach in there and you grab them. And she might peck at you on the way out. Hey, huh? Nope. But she's complaining verbally. You doing all right? There we go. Yeah. You doing okay? Thank you for the eggs. Thank you for the eggs. Yeah, chickens don't like to be petted, by the way, but I'm just showing my appreciation. Thank you. Tomorrow's omelet day. All right, with all of that said, this is a very exciting time to think about all the different things that can change in our country if we change, if we remove these criminal, cabal, psychopathic, America-hating lunatics from public office. They're not even really in public office, technically. They're all fakers. In essence, they're all actors because most of them haven't even taken sworn oaths. They're not even really public officials. And Joe Biden's not even really the president. He's a fake president. I mean, literally null and void. Not just in his own skull, but I mean, the things he signed are null and void. One of the first things Trump should do is actually just have an investigation about the election rigging and declare the whole thing to be completely null and void, which there's so much evidence that it was rigged, and it'll all come out once the Biden cabal is out of office. And, you know, you get Ivan Raiklin in there to lead the arrest warrants, you know. And it's game over for the vote riggers. But in any case, this can be an exciting time if we can get these criminals out of office and actually look forward to having a new America, a rebirthing of America. This could be something really amazing, a very exciting time to be alive. So speaking of Ivan Raiklin, we're going to start off with his interview in today's live broadcast. So, as I mentioned when I started this out, in honor of Independence Day, in celebration of our Day of Independence, I'm bringing you, how many interviews is this? One, two, it's over 10 interviews with the best pro-liberty people, the best pro-liberty interviews and guests that I've done in the last few months. And we're going to be streaming this all day, God willing, assuming I don't have outages and bandwidth problems. You can catch the live stream at brighteon.com. You'll see it right there. Just go to the homepage. You'll see all the live streams right there on top, and you'll see my live stream there. And also, we are activating live streaming capabilities for lots and lots of channels on Brighteon. So if you want to live stream, just email us at support@brighteon.com with your channel name and request live streaming capabilities. And by the way, you can live stream to Brighteon using the OBS software. It just streams directly to Brighteon, and OBS is free. Or if you want to multi-stream, then you can stream from OBS to a service called Restream.io. And then from Restream.io, you can multi-stream out to, you know, YouTube and X and Rumble and Brighteon and others. And that's what I use. I use Restream.io, and it works with Brighteon, no problem. So anyway, you can catch this stream at Brighteon.com, or you can catch it on my channel on X or Twitter. My username there is Health Ranger. And on Rumble, my username there is Health Ranger Report. So you can follow me on any of those platforms to catch this live stream. So let me tell you who's coming up. This is going to go all day. Ivan Raiklin, Roger Stone, Sarah Westall, Steve Quayle, Zach Voorhees, Gerald Celente, Dmitry Orlov, Michael Yan, Andy Scheckman, Larry Johnson, and Dr. Michael Nels, and then if we have time, Mark Passio as well. So all of that coming up. It's a day of independence, a day of liberty. I think you will really enjoy it. So check out the live stream there, and, well, have a great Independence Day, all of you who are in America. And if you're listening from the United Kingdom, enjoy your work day. Okay. I got to tease you, because in America, we don't get many days off. We're not like all you Europeans that get, like, what do you get, like 100 days off a year or something? In Europe? Yeah, in America, we get like four. So this is one of the four. So that's why we celebrate it and have to tease you about that, because you get days off all the time, like every other day. Because Europe is so socialist. Like in Germany, I don't even think they ever work, do they? They work like one day a week in Germany, something like that. Sweden, you know, it's all the same. Yeah, we show up and work one day a week. What do you do the rest of the week? Oh, we have quality time with our families. Yeah. Oh my God. We've never heard of that in America. That's so un-American. All right. Anyway, I'm teasing the whole world here, but enjoy. Thank you for listening today, and be sure to support our store where we have our July 4th sale taking place right now. healthrangerstore.com/July4. That'll take you to the landing page with all the specials and deals. We've got some giveaways some bonus items with orders of a certain size. We've got free shipping in the 48 states. Again, healthrangerstore.com/July4, and that's the numeral 4. Or if you can't remember that, just go to healthrangerstore.com and enjoy our Independence Day specials. All those specials end at midnight tonight. So jump on there before midnight if you want to take advantage of it. And thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care. We've got our big independence sale going on right now at healthrangerstore.com. And of course, we are all about increasing your health and your independence. And one of the ways that we do that is through highly nutritious, lab-tested, superior foods and nutritional supplements. Let me show you what I have here right now that's back in stock that's really exciting. We've got the macaroni and cheese buckets that you can see there in the big bucket format, or show the overhead cam. Actually, I want to show people what this looks like. So we have these really intensely, we call them bricks. These are bricks of the macaroni, which is made out of quinoa and amaranth and rice, all organic ingredients. And this has an amazing texture. And then this is the powder pack that goes with it, certified organic, real cream powder, real cheddar cheese powder, and real butter powder, plus a couple other simple ingredients like black pepper and onion powder and so on. This is what makes up the macaroni and cheese meals. They're incredibly delicious. People rave about them. This isn't your cheap Kraft macaroni and cheese with artificial colors and garbage. This is real food for long-term storage. We've also got the new stick pack drink mixes now. This is the first time that we're even mentioning these. We've got collagen joint support. These are in little stick packs that you can put in water, mix it up. They're incredibly delicious. We have a couple other flavors there as well, as you can see on the left. Just go to healthrangerstore.com during this 4th of July sale, and you can save up to 45% off. Many different items are on sale right now. And if you just go to healthrangerstore.com/July4, just the numeral 4, then that'll give you the landing page of everything that's available, including this right here. Free 5G defense powder for orders over $149. And this defense powder is made with the SOD ingredient that helps your body naturally overcome the free radical damage caused by peroxynitrates. So this is a really important formulation. If you have a lot of exposure to electromagnetism and 5G, then this can help your body naturally eliminate the free radicals that are formed upon exposure to some of those electromagnetic fields. But check it all out. Support your independence at the same time that you're supporting this network and this platform and our message of human freedom, human health, and self-reliance. And also remember that every purchase helps us support our ongoing lawsuit that we filed against the Department of Defense, the State Department, Homeland Security. We are suing Alejandro Mayorkas, We're suing big tech. We've sued Google, Meta. We've even filed suit against Twitter, X, over censorship collusion. This lawsuit is very expensive. We are probably going to spend huge amounts of money on it over time. And we're fighting for your right to be able to speak freely, because we're not going to settle with just some permission that we can speak, but nobody else can. We're fighting to dismantle the censorship industrial complex. And you can help us in that fight by shopping at healthrangerstore.com and enjoying our July 4th sale events. It's all good until midnight on Independence Day. So do your shopping early, get these products that are on sale, get the bonus items, and help support us in our fight for human freedom. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams of Brighteon.com and HealthRangerStore.com. Take care.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.